This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday night show. Yes, we are live on Sunday night. I know that's kind of unusual in the world of radio, but here we are doing a show for you. Not only that, it's a show where you can call in and take control of the airwaves, talk about anything that's on your mind. So we are definitely different than other talk radio shows out there. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live. And the number to call if you want to bring up something that is on your mind tonight is 855-450-3733. You can also call us on Skype. Our Skype name is lrn.fm, and of course the phone lines here at Free Talk Live are brought to you by ProXPN. And with you tonight, it's me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And I think we're going to start off with a story that this is an issue that kind of ruffles people's feathers. Like, people tend to have strong opinions on this one way or another. Often it's backed by personal experience. Like, if you've worked at a restaurant, you may have a personal experience that colors your opinion on this. And it's about tipping. Now, a restaurant has abolished tipping in favor of a different kind of policy, but we were actually, Brian and I were out to dinner before this show, before we came here to the studio, and we were talking about the history of tipping, and you said, Brian, that it started during alcohol prohibition in the U.S., and the U.S. is really, of course, one of the only places in the world that really has this kind of socially enforced tipping, right?
Yeah, I mean, for the record, we did tip very well, the people there. And
yeah,
so
I'm not one of those. I question tipping, but I still leave a tip.
Yeah, but I'm just saying that we took care of the servants who kindly waited at our feet at the... the history of tipping, it actually starts, I mean, a lot earlier than that. The actual history of it starts in Tudor England, so, 17th century, that area. But it was, at that time, you explicitly knew what it was about. You were tipping a servant. You were tipping somebody menial. And it's interesting, tipping...
Well, the king and queen would often go out and, Tudor England and just hand out money to poor people, too.
Sure.
So, I mean, this is what's going on.
Right. And it's pretty interesting because the idea of tipping in the United States, especially in relation to what it really meant as far as royalty goes, it was anathema in the U.S. Like, this is not how you did things in the United States, was tipping. And I mean forceful tipping, culturally enforced tipping. Because obviously, you can go ahead and tip somebody if they do a really good job for you. There's nothing wrong with that. But the idea that it was like part of the person's wage, or that it was just expected, and you weren't going to get away from that waiter if you didn't tip them, that was really bad news in this country. In fact, there's a great quote from William Scott, who was an author in the early 20th century. I pulled it up here. It's unless a waiter can be a gentleman, democracy is a failure. If any form of service is menial, democracy is a failure. Those Americans who dislike self-respect in servants are undesirable citizens. They belong in an aristocracy. Mm. And so he's this is absolutely in direct reference to, he says it right there, a waiter. The whole idea, again, it was absolute anathema. And then what happened was...
So the idea is that it creates a power dynamic where it's the waiter is having to do things that are kind of undignified in order to just get what should be their wage.
Right.
I don't really see that. I mean, in application, I can understand this person, talking about their impressions of monarchy and autocracy. I get that, but and this is probably a quote from 100 years ago.
Oh, it is. Yeah. Almost exactly.
But I mean, I don't see today too many servers of the I don't see them scraping and bowing to get their $3 or $4 that I'm going to give them.
I don't know. Because the other aspect of that, and I wouldn't mind talking a little bit more about the history of it, but the other aspect of it is that, isn't restaurant work seen as low rent in this country?
Yeah, I think
I mean,
so.
Yes, there's very nice restaurants in New York City and wherever else where it's certainly not that way. But by and large, if your daughter brings home a guy that says he's a cook, you're generally not going to think too highly of him.
Well, I think that these days, if your daughter brings home
or a waiter, but that's what I'm saying. Yeah, I know there's cases where it's not true, but in general,
I think that these days, if your daughter brings home somebody with a job, you're probably pretty happy about it. And if they bring home a waiter or a bartender, you're probably, oh yeah, where'd you go to college? I mean, you know, things are changing out there in America. I would agree that most people don't consider restaurant work to be the pinnacle of employment. And mostly that's because of what people make when they do it. There's a lot of competition in restaurant work, and that's going to drive down pricing. If I have the option of getting a burger, you know, in one place or another, if one of the places it's $25 and another place it's $7, I'm probably most of the time going to pick the $7 burger and not the $25 burger, and that's going to affect the employees at that establishment.
Sure. So, well, and the history of this getting started in America comes from the temperance movement. It comes from Prohibition. Because what happened was, I'll post an article about all this on Facebook.freetalklive.com. What happened was is that the alcohol sales went down at every restaurant you went to. And so suddenly the restaurant owners,
they didn't just go down, they went away, right?
Yeah, they went away completely because it was illegal. And so the restaurant owners started actively encouraging people to start tipping. And then it gets worse because then you get the Fair Labor Standards Act. Okay, later on in 1938, this is long after, obviously, 1938, when did Prohibition end?
I don't know, early
20s.
Okay, early 20s, gotcha. Okay,
yeah, I think. Anyway, and so you had that, which that's what set up what we know of as the minimum wage. Okay, that's where this comes from in 1938. But then what happens is in 1966, suddenly that law changes. And if you were a restaurant worker, you were able to get paid 50% lower than the federal minimum wage.
I would say it's significantly lower than that now.
Sure. It might be, actually, I think it's like 60% lower, you know, now that you don't have to make that. So now this isn't some kind of crazy argument, for minimum wage laws or anything like that. But the point is that in America, there's plenty of writings where the idea of subsisting off of tips was antithetical to the American ideal, to the very form, like William Scott said, to the very form of government that this country has. It's not democracy if there's tipping. Okay.
Well, yeah, and it's you hear people defend tipping as it's capitalism, right? It's like if you do a good job, if you work hard, then you get a better tip, right?
Right. I mean, that's going to be my response right there. So, you know, like I'm going to hire the plumber who comes to my house and not just does a good job, but is the most pleasant to deal with, and you know, a variety of other things. I mean, you know, I'm going to ask him to come back. I worked in a restaurant. I got tips. I was a waiter, and there were waitresses that had regulars who specifically wanted to sit in their section and be served by that waitress or waiter. I don't remember a waiter having that situation, but I remember one waitress specifically. That was the case. And, I'm sure they tip well. I have no clue.
Well, you know, it's actually very arbitrary. I mean, it seems like it should be that way, where like if a server works hard or satisfies the customer, provides a good service, they're going to get tipped more. But it's actually not. And I just pulled up this study
ahead. Just real quick. Keep in mind that the law, okay, is saying that waiters and waitresses are a different breed, that they're a different standard of person.
Sure.
Because they're, now, I mean, whether you agree with minimum wage laws or not, and I certainly don't agree with them, okay, the bottom line is the law says, no, they can make less. So they are not equal under the law to everybody else.
True.
And that's why this is crap.
True.
But this also brings up sort of the rest of the people that get tips. So the rest of them get minimum wage or more. Like I'm thinking of baristas, for instance, at Starbucks. There's that thing of, for tips there. And I recall when I used to go to Starbucks, I don't any longer, it's been a long time since I've been to a Starbucks, that thing would be pretty full of bills and change and that sort of thing. And I wonder, I know different people get different things, right? If you're getting this big fancy sundae in a cup, I can see why you might tip for that. But, you know, I'm just getting a cup of coffee. You're pulling a lever and then putting a cap on it. I'm not sure that I feel any obligation to tip for that service.
Sure.
Those folks are, you know, they're getting minimum wage plus tips. So
yeah.
The tipping culture isn't even staying confined to restaurants.
Right.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Have you worked in the services industry? What do you think of tipping? Is it time for a change? Give us a call. This is Free Talk Live, the Sunday show.
Business owners, listen up.
Give me an L.
Give me another L.
Give me a C.
What's that spell?
Incorporation, protection, success. Incorporate your business.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. So you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home. Protect your car. Protect your life savings. Call 1-800-915-2955 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation, protection, success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-915-2955. That's 1-800-915-2955.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. Or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Sunday night show. 855-450-FREE. 1-800-259-0373 is the ProXBN toll-free call-in line for you. And we're talking about tipping, or whatever's on your mind. With you tonight, it's me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And, Mark, did you have a message for us?
Yeah, I want to tell you about, I want to have Brian tell you about ProXPN. He's a little better at it than I am.
Oh, I would love to talk about ProXPN because this is one of the things, you know, in a world, and really we are in this world where the digital space is as critical as the meat space, as the analog life. And if you want to do digital activism, this is the real deal, okay? And that is getting a VPN service. A VPN is a virtual private network, and what it does is it encrypts all of your data that goes up from your computer or your smartphone before it gets to the ISP. It allows you to get past country blocks most of the time, you know, because countries, other countries, and just wait for the U.S. to do this, or actually try going to a gambling site in the United States. Good luck with that. You're not going to get there. So every country, even the land of the free, blocks the internet in one way or the other. And also, again, the land of the free is also watching you more than any other country on planet Earth. Of course, that being the NSA, as we know, due to Edward Snowden. How do you combat all of this? You get a VPN, and you get the VPN from ProXPN. They are the best in the business, in my opinion. Okay,
use the opinion of a lot of people there.
Yeah, absolutely.
I will add my endorsement to that.
Yeah, they are worldwide, they are global, and they are growing by the day, because that's how everybody recognizes that this is something. If you are using a smartphone, a tablet, a computer, this is something that you want, and this is available for Windows, OS X, iOS, Android. You take your pick. You can use it. It uses OpenVPN as its backend, so this is open source. Okay, it's been checked out by the geeks. So go to proxpn.com, and if you use the code FTL20, you can get 20% off the lifetime of the premium account that you order with them. That's the lifetime of the account. So as long as you have it, you're going to get that 20% off. Also, you can use Bitcoin, and you'll get an even greater savings, and you get 33% off the price of that. So use the code FTL20, go to proxpn.com, take control of your digital life, your privacy, and just your freedom, your digital freedom, which, again, reflects into your analog freedom, ProXPN.
Yeah, absolutely. It's kind of like the bare minimum in this day and age to
absolutely
have a good VPN like ProXPN, and we've been really, really happy with them. So FTL20 one more time. Let's go to Skype, where Benjamin is on the line. Hey, Benjamin, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey guys. I wanted to discuss something that's been brought up on the show a few times through the years. And that is, it's brought up how most people think they have above average intelligence. And then it's always jokingly, well, how can most people have above average intelligence, right?
Right. I think that we read some study at one point that 4% of the population believes that they are below average, meaning that
96% would believe that they're at least average or above average by the...
Is that what? So 96% believe that they're average to above average, which makes 4%, 46% of them mistaken.
There's a name for this too, Benjamin. It's called illusory superiority, and there's a good Wikipedia article on that that summarizes some other studies that have been done. I think there was one that was done in like a Stanford business school where 90% of the class believed that they were in the top 2% of the class or something like that. And it just goes on from there where people believe that they're better than everyone else. And an impossibly large amount of people tend to believe that they're above average. So go ahead with your thoughts on that.
Well, no, I agree that probably most people do believe they are above average. But the thing is, most people do have more knowledge than the average about something, right? So you might be like, because now you need to just figure out, well, knowledgeable, or how are you determining what the average is? Are we talking just sheer brain power, like an IQ score? Of course, then you can't have above average intelligence. But there are plenty of people who might know a lot about quilting. I know nothing about quilting. So they can have above average knowledge of something particular, and that might lead them to believe that they then have above average knowledge about most things than other people because they have this one thing that they're more knowledgeable about.
I sort of deal with this with my wife to some extent because I'm one of those people that really shouldn't be put in charge of any sort of maintenance task at all. I'm just bad. I don't know where my car keys are. I forget to plug my cell phone in. I just can't remember to do these things. And this leads my wife to feel very superior to me in many circumstances. She's like, you just couldn't do this stuff without me, that kind of attitude. And, but one of the reasons she's my wife is because she fills in the gaps in my life. But, one of the questions I ask, since she's a stay-at-home mom at that point, is if I'm so dumb, what's that make you for making me the sole breadwinner in this house? You really got to kind of ask yourself that. But, people have different, when they do well at things, they feel like, I'm smart at this. And so if you're good at taking care of a house, hey, you're smart at that, and there's no doubt about it. And people do have lots of different forms of intelligence. I took something at one point that some kind of intelligence exam and found out that I'm a spatial conceptual genius.
Yeah.
Well, that lot of good that's going to do me. It's not like I'm an architect or anything.
No, Mark, you're a super genius. They just didn't have that category on the test.
Yeah, they're getting anvils dropped on my head.
There is that book from the Harvard psychologist who alleges that there's like seven spheres or realms of intelligence. And
I thought there were 17.
Oh, well, maybe that's true. I mean, it's no doubt that there are different domains of, quote, intelligence. And what actually is intelligence, we really need to define it more specifically if we're going to say that, if we're going to ask people to rate themselves on some measure like intelligence,
right,
and
IQ,
say what intelligence is.
IQ is really just the ability to take an IQ exam.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But this is a real cognitive bias, though. There's a famous study called the Dunning-Kruger effect, which is basically there were these two scientists, Kruger and Dunning. They gave people a specific test. So the test involved like logic problems, grammar questions, and things like that. And then they asked the people to rate their performance on the test relative to the rest of the group that took the test with them. And people still, even the people in the bottom quadrant of the test, believed that they were in the top. So that is a clear illustration of illusory superiority bias, where people think that they're better at some task than they are, even in the face of a specific task and objective evidence that they're not the best at it. But okay, go ahead with your thoughts, Benjamin.
Well, to show my own biases, and before it looks like I'm trying to defend too many people here, I think there are some basic knowledge things that, an adult should have. And there have been polls that have been done that show about a quarter of American adults don't know whether the sun goes around the earth or the earth goes around the sun. And I am willing to state I am smarter than those people.
Indeed, Benjamin. Well, hold the line if you got more to say. This is an interesting subject. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Are you smarter than everyone else? Call in and tell us why on Free Talk.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like,
pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record levels. Lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and ProMetabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Sunday night show with me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
Now, the three of us are totally above average intelligent.
Geniuses, I'm telling you.
And geniuses. In fact, I am the most above average of all. I am like the genius of Free Talk Live.
You have the cred with the doctorate from the Ivy League school, right? Like, you know, you're the least likely to say something like, you know, I'm just smarter than you people. But, like, you is all we have to do is, you know, say Dr. Murphy and then, you know, that's it.
Well,
right?
You know, honestly, speaking from experience, there are a lot of people at, even at Ivy League schools, in medical schools, in PhD programs, who just don't have basic intelligence skills. Like, and there are a lot of people also who are very compliant and will just kind of follow orders and aren't really independent thinkers.
Critical thinking is, I don't know whether it's a form of intelligence, it's a skill.
Yeah.
It's something that, you know, that one learns and then exercises over time. You don't have to be a genius to critically think about things, but you have to know how to do it and choose to exercise it. And it's exercise like any other form of exercise because it's hard to step out of your paradigm and think differently.
And, you know, if you want to exercise mentally, I recommend checking out modup.net. That's modup.net. And what you get at modup.net is modafinil. And you can look into this for yourself. Studies show 1 in 5 students use this as a cognitive enhancer, offering multiple benefits, a double-digit increase in short-term memory, fighting off fatigue, and just greater focus. Businessmen use it as well. All kinds of people use modafinil for whatever it is they need when they want that critical edge. And believe me, modup.net, they're delivering the real deal as far as modafinil. They provide only the highest premium modafinil. And to prove it, they are the number one sponsor of Reddit's third-party nootropic testing project. So go ahead, head over to modup.net, and you can use the code FTL, and you'll get 10 free tablets of modafinil with your order if you use the code FTL. Also, they are huge supporters of the Bitcoin community, and so if you pay with Bitcoin, and you can do this, you get 33% off. Now, Free Talk Live is a worldwide show. Modup.net is a worldwide business with world-class customer service, shipping worldwide. So it's up to you to look into your local laws and local prescriptions and regulations and whichever when you look into modafinil from modup.net. But when you go there, use the code FTL. And use Bitcoin, modup.net.
All right, 855-450-3733 is the number to call if you've got something on your mind. You want to bring it up with us tonight on the air? Let's go to the phones and talk with Reggie.
Well, we had Benjamin. Is he?
Benjamin dropped, yeah. He said he had got out everything he had to say, but thank you for reminding me for that. But he said, and he also said next week he's going to call in with the fatal flaw that he found in Bitcoin. So we'll have to wait for next week for that.
Cliffhanger.
But now we go to Reggie listening in Atlanta. Hi, Reggie. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey there, guys. I just wanted to start to love you guys. Sure, I listen to you religiously via my iPhone. And I really struggle with the peaceful protest part, at least for me personally, because my family depends on my income 100%. I was listening to the Rich Paul situation, and I just am not in a position where I can afford to be locked up or handcuffed or harassed by people in costumes at all. Mm-hmm. So I don't really know what to do. I don't know where's my place in this movement, because I really look at that as just, it's not an option for me.
Yeah, Reggie, I hear you. I'm really with you on that. And this is something I've struggled with too myself. I just I found out about the Free State Project about more than 8 years ago at this point, and moved to New Hampshire. And I always saw from the beginning a lot of people who really were willing to do civil disobedience and go to jail and get arrested. And that was just something I was never interested in myself. And you know, I don't have children or family, really, but I depend on myself for income, and I don't want to be sitting in a jail cell and losing my home and all that. So that was just never something I was into. But the good news is it's totally optional. You don't have to do that. I mean, yes, it could happen to you just whether you like it or not. We live in a world where lots of things are illegal, and sometimes they're just going to get you for stuff, but you don't have to kind of behave in a way that may make that more likely to happen, you know, if you know what I mean. Like, you don't have to kind of go out of your way to protest if that's something you're trying to avoid. So there are lots of things you can do instead. The thing that I kind of settled on was trying to get my job and my living situation and just my life in general to a place where I had freedom in the areas that I could control. So for instance, I kind of left a corporate job and started my own business. That was a big step for freedom in my life. I sort of adjusted my relationship so that I was spending time with people that, you know, brought positive things into my life and made me feel happy. So those are, and, you know, also the place where you live can be another thing. So, you know, if you have the option to go live somewhere else where maybe you would feel freer, that could always be something you could do too.
Well, Reggie, I'd say you're doing something right here and something wrong here. The right thing you're doing is you're thinking about what can I do as an individual to forward human freedom on the planet. And the wrong thing you're doing is beating yourself up over it. let's face it, Ian's been arrested several times, and so far, world not freer. Not one skosh freer. So, the arrest itself essentially brings attention to something. It's by no means the only thing that people can do.
It does get a lot of attention in press, though, and so it seems like if you're watching and observing from outside, it can seem like, well, that's the only thing that people are doing up there. Either you're getting arrested or you're doing nothing.
Right.
But there are lots of people who are doing stuff behind the scenes.
Sure. And people are setting up businesses, which I think in and of itself is a huge step.
That's a huge amount of activism. Yeah. I mean, like, if you could work for someone who actually understood freedom, that would just be such a huge step forward in your life. If you could work for yourself and not have to worry about a boss, that's a huge step forward for freedom. And you're also providing a valuable service, hopefully, if your business is successful, that's going to make other people's lives better. So Entrepreneurship? Yeah, hell yeah.
And there's people doing political stuff and people that support the political type stuff.
I wouldn't recommend that. Well, I don't think that makes you freer. But
I don't think it does. I think it, but neither does getting arrested.
No, I agree with that, too.
That's why
I don't do either one.
You're laying yourself up on the altar of freedom in the hopes that you can take less freedom in order to give more freedom to someone else. And that's, to some extent, is what we're talking about here, right, Reggie?
No, I don't think freedom involves sacrifice. Like, that's the thing. You don't have to sacrifice. You can actually do things that enrich your life and make you freer and make other people.
Well, you're
going to
sacrifice
like entrepreneurship.
In your case, you're sacrificing money in property taxes. I mean, there's nothing you can do to avoid those. You're going to have to pay them. And
I'm not paying my property taxes to bring about a freer world. I'm doing it because I'm under duress and threat, and I want to live in a certain place.
You're avoiding the pain that you might feel to, avoid that and claim freedom in that area, right?
Yeah, sure. Right. It's either what is the choice? The choice is painfully pay the property tax or painfully sit in jail or have your house stolen. So I'll choose the pain of paying rather
Indeed.
Than, right. But that's not really, I guess I don't consider that really activism. I'm not like.
Oh, I wouldn't claim paying your property taxes is activism either. But I mean, let's not say that Stephanie's free, right?
Okay, sure.
You just maximize freedom in your life.
Yeah, the reason I focus on personal freedom is because that's what I have control over.
You can control it.
You know, and it's kind of an easy win. It's like the low-hanging fruit. Do the things in your life that you have more control over, and you're going to see results, and you won't feel as burned out. Like, I felt really burned out when I tried experimenting with politics.
Yeah.
Because you can't control it. You can't, even at a state level, one person can't.
The results are slow no matter what.
Grinding gears of the state. One other thing I want to mention, Reggie, too, is like speaking out or just, in this country, you can still speak out. You can start a blog. You can start some kind of alternative media. You don't have to film cops and put them on your blog if that's not your thing. But, you just speak out about freedom or news or whatever is important to you.
I think it's just important to tell your family and friends what you think about, these messages.
And you attract friends through that, too, who are going to be of similar mindset. So, Eddie, I'll give you the final comments, Reggie. Did that help?
Yeah, it really did help me out a lot. My thing, I'm not really afraid of law enforcement. I'm afraid of what my actions would be if I'm caught in a conflict with law enforcement. I feel awful when I see the YouTube videos of cops overstepping the line and knocking people's cameras.
Yeah, I understand, Reggie. We're up against the clock. Thanks for calling in. This is Free Talk Live.
Thank you.
This is Mark Edge of Free Talk Live, and I've got something awesome to share with you. I've recently joined Liberty.me. It's an online city devoted to people who love liberty. Break free of the flame wars and bridge-dwelling denizens of Facebook. You deserve better. You deserve a friendly, ad-free social network where you can chat 24 hours a day with like-minded souls around the world. Attend live interactive classes with experts on economics, finance, politics, and money. Access a vast library of books and discuss them with your reading group. Better your life with exclusive self-help. Help guides on investing, self-defense, homeschooling, security, healthcare, saving money, and starting a business. Become a libertarian luminary yourself and get paid in the process by publishing your works on Liberty.me. Get tipped via PayPal and Bitcoin.
The first step towards freedom is to invest in yourself. Start your free 30-day trial now at Liberty.me.
I love being a member of Liberty.me, and I think you will too. The first month is free. Sign up and say hello.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, the live Sunday show with me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
855-450-3733, the ProXPN toll-free call-in lines for you to bring up anything that's on your mind. Or call us on Skype at lrn.fm. We were just talking to Reggie about sort of like, what can you do if you want to do activism, but you don't want to go to jail and maybe you don't necessarily want to work on the political process either? Well, there's a lot of things you can do, you know, reaching out, working on personal freedom and that kind of thing. But another thing you can do is share Free Talk Live. You know, we make content. Wow.
Very good, doctor.
We make content every single night of the week, you know, 21 hours of show a week. Well, I guess it's more like 14 hours of show when you chop out the commercial breaks, but Free Talk Live is
I'm
live.
I'm still sitting here for 3 hours a night,
yeah.
plus the show prep.
Yeah, exactly. Live on the radio for 21 hours a week from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern every night. And our archives are over at archives.freetalklive.com. So if you want to spread the message of liberty, what better way than to share Free Talk Live archives with your friends or listen to them yourself, pick out the good ones and put them up on the internet in whatever way suits you to reach out to other people with the message of freedom.
Right. I'm not going to claim that everybody's going to love Free Talk Live, but I will claim that Free Talk Live is it's the 42nd talk show in the nation. It is not bad.
There's a lot of talk shows in the country, right?
Some people will like it. And they will, the people that do like it are going to hear the message of liberty presented to them in a way they likely have never heard it before. So that's special.
Right. Now, before that,
we were talking about types of intelligence with Benjamin.
And yeah.
I thought, I think this is a very interesting topic. Now, I am one of those people that is so ridiculously vain. I believe that, you people on the planet are sheep compared to me. You know, like, that's how intelligent I think I am.
I'm with you.
Right. I agree. You can rule alongside me.
Oh, my God.
The vast majority of people, I really think, really do think this way. I think that they just won't say it because it sounds so hideously vain.
Well, you know, there's a great, a cartoon or a drawing in the newspapers, you know, one of those, where the political cartoons like that, and it's everybody sitting on a subway. You know, and they're all writing in it, and everybody has the word bubble above them and says, everybody's so stupid. You know, and I think that really hits it.
Yeah.
That's really how people do think.
I think that, you know, I mean, when you look at just a democracy, the very concept of a democracy, or a republic, whatever term you wish to use to describe a form of government where you have the power to tell other people what to do, really just sort of lays out what humans think about other humans. Because, I mean, there's some things that you shouldn't be involved in. Yeah, I think that libertarianism really points it out great, that your rights end at my nose. You know, there's some interesting conversations to be had about rights theory and that kind of thing. And on Free Talk Live, we try to have those. But when, like, I don't want to have a democratic consensus on the best way to do brain surgery on me. I want a brain surgeon, the best brain surgeon on the planet, to do my brain surgery. And I want all you people who are completely unqualified to answer these questions to leave him alone. Like, these, like, questions on economics. Like, we were talking about, or her, yeah, indeed, yes. I use him in the broad term. In economics, we talk about the minimum wage. Everybody thinks they've got an opinion on minimum wage.
Indeed.
I don't care what your opinion is on minimum wage. Are you an economist? If you're not an economist, zip it.
The problem is when opinions are enforced at the point of a gun through
right.
the political system. And
that's what a republic or a democracy, that's what they end up being.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, speaking of arbitrary opinions, this is funny. I want to get back to the tipping story that we started out the show with.
Oh, yeah, the tipping story. Yes, indeed.
Yeah. So just in case you're just tuning in, we had started off the show tonight talking about a restaurant that has instituted a new policy where they've abolished tipping. And spoiler alert, the new policy is that at the end of the shift, the servers are going to get paid either $10 an hour or 20% of their food sales, whichever is more. And they did that because they had servers walking off the job, that they couldn't make ends meet, and people weren't tipping well, and yada, yada. So that was the policy. But what I think is really interesting is just the concept or the idea of tipping in general. And we talked about the history of it, maybe sort of arising from Prohibition, having this socially enforced tipping of servers. But, of course, you don't tip someone who helps you in a shoe store, right? You don't – sometimes you – tip a bellhop, sometimes you don't, like if you get a shuttle like from the airport, a free shuttle from the airport to a hotel, sometimes you tip the person, sometimes not. It's like, what do you do in that situation? A hairdresser, do you tip a hairdresser? You're already paying them for the haircut.
There's also this this idea that you don't tip business owners. And so a hairdresser can be one of two things. They can be working for a salon as an employee, an hourly employee, and get tips on top of that, or they can be renting their booth and taking a large percentage of each head they cut and then all of their tips. Mm-hmm. And in that circumstance, it's in that the salon dictates the price, but what do you do when you go, like, for instance, where I get my hair cut? The lady does it out of her house. She's got a little garage area that she does hair in there, and she is the business owner. She sets her pricing. If she wants to get a tip to a certain amount, she should probably just set her pricing around that, right?
Yeah.
Instead of just having people give her a random amount of money afterwards. And I think that, I like the idea of tipping, But I'm also sort of in competition with people who are tipping who sort of do it willy-nilly. You know, just, why are you tipping as much as you are or as little as you are?
I think often people tip because they want to avoid embarrassment of making a faux pas in case they were supposed to tip and they didn't, you know?
Well, another thing about tipping is kind of interesting. This is it shows the goodness in humans. How about people who are traveling along the interstate? Now,
yeah.
If you stop off at, you know, a food joint at the interstate, you're going from New York to Miami, you stop off in South Carolina and you're getting something to eat, you have no social pressure to tip in that circumstance other than sort of it's what you're supposed to do. It's the good thing to do. But you're never going to see those people again. You're going to get in your car. You know, by the time you get out the door, the server will see whatever it was that you left, penny or $100 bill, somewhere between that likely. And you're going to be getting the car, loading up. They're not going to do anything about it. You can just choose not to tip, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
People do it.
Yeah, I don't know. I've had instances where if the situation wasn't acceptable to the waiter or waitress, like actually one time the waitress literally came running out of the restaurant and chased me down, you know, because and what happened was that I didn't sign the receipt. That was the issue. But like she was like, oh, is there a problem here or whatever? I think I took the wrong one. I think that's what it was. I took the
so
receipt.
You didn't fill
that,
it out.
Yeah,
you,
I didn't
you took
fill
the one
it out.
That you signed.
Right. Yeah. But I mean, she came running out thinking that I didn't give her a tip, you know, and I just did the wrong receipt. And so, I mean, sometimes I think they will. If you don't tip them, maybe they will come chase you down.
Yeah.
Maybe. I've never had it happen to me. But again, I've never not tipped anyone, so I guess they wouldn't know that circumstance.
Yeah, I've never...
I, as a server, was stiffed one time.
Mm.
Well, two times. One time the person addressed the issue with me before they left the restaurant. I don't know, you know, like she said, I just don't have any money to tip. And with her two kids there, I guess I didn't have anything to say about it.
Wow. If you don't have any money to give a tip, why did you go out to eat, right?
Well, I didn't say that to her.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I mean, what can you do in that situation except hope it doesn't happen again, right?
Well, and you know, and here's something else I wonder about is now I've worked in the past, I've worked in fast food, and you can't get tipped.
Oh,
they won't even allow
food.
For it in
yeah.
fast food. They won't let you get tipped. And it's like, well, wait a minute, you know, I guarantee that, yes, granted, it may not be the creme de la creme or the finest escargot you've ever had, but there's a lot of hard work and care in the presentation.
And sometimes
and
there's a lot of customer service, too.
Oh, tons.
Well, that Mark, you were saying, like, cooks can't get tipped, but they often have as much to do with the service that someone receives as the server does, right?
Right. A lot of times, it's sort of interesting. You'll have a people will base their tip on based on the food they got. Well, the server hasn't cooked your food, hasn't cooked anybody's food ever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they are a person who moves things from you know, one location to another and smiles. That's all they do. And sometimes they'll get paid more, and sometimes they'll get paid less than a cook. I just think it's interesting. The cooks complain about the servers when they do the hours that they do well. They never complain about the hours that they do poorly.
Well, just to show how arbitrary tips can be, I've actually pulled up this study that compared side by side what happens if you draw a smiley face on the check, write thank you, introduce yourself by name if you're a server. I'm going to tell you how that affects tips coming up. You're going to be surprised. This is Free Talk Live, the Sunday show, 855-450-FREE.
This is the Central Scrutinizer. I steal your labor by force through taxation.
My job is to spy on you and keep you from hearing things like the Freedom Fiends. I especially
do not want you to torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to keep them drone-proof. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives.
Russ Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Stanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.